Our entrance song is number 102, O Come All Ye Faithful, number 102. Please stand.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace and peace of God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And with your spirit.
My brothers and sisters, tonight, or this morning, we enter into the celebration of the Lord's Nativity, Christmas. And so as we prepare ourselves to enter into the sacred mysteries of this Mass, let us pause to acknowledge our sins, but remembering God's ever-abundant love and mercy in our life. I confess
to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my fault, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask the Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. Let us pray. O God, who have made this most sacred night radiant with the splendor of the true light, grant, we pray, that we who have known the mysteries of his light on earth may also delight in his gladness in heaven, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The people who walked in the darkness have seen a great light. Upon those who dwelt in the land of gloom, a light has shone. You have brought them abundant joy and great rejoicing. As they rejoice before you as at the harvest, as people make merry when dividing spoils, for the yoke that burdened them, the pole on their shoulder, and the rod of their taskmaster, you have smashed, as on the day of the Midian, for every boot that tramped in battle, every cloak rolled in blood, will be burned as fuel for flames. For a child is born to us, a son given to us. Upon his shoulder dominion rests. They name him Wonder Counselor, God Hero, Father forever, Prince of Peace. His dominion is vast and forever peaceful. From David's throne and over his kingdom, which he confirms and sustains by judgment and justice, both now and forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. The word of the Lord.
Joyful and all that is in them, then shall all the
trees of the forest exult. Today is born our Savior, Christ the Lord. They shall exult before the Lord, for he comes, for he comes to rule the earth. He shall rule the world with justice, and the peoples with his constancy. Today is born our Savior, Christ the Lord.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to Titus. Beloved, the grace of God has appeared, saving all, and training us to reject godless ways and worldly desires, and to live temperately, justly, and devoutly in this age, as we await the blessed hope, the appearance of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to deliver us from all lawlessness, and to cleanse for himself a people of his own, eager to do what's good. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to
Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria. So all went to be enrolled, each to his own town. And Joseph too went up from Galilee to the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David that is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. While they were there, the time came for her to have her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were shepherds in that region, living in the fields and keeping the night watch over their flock. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were struck with great fear. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ and Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was a multitude of heavenly hosts with the angels, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those in whom his favor rests." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to
you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I'd like to welcome all of our visitors who are here with us for Mass at midnight. I'm here at the Shrine of St. Therese in a special way. You know, if you're visiting Pueblo, maybe you're back home, possibly visiting family. Maybe you at one time may have called Pueblo home. Well, in a very special way, welcome home. And it's wonderful that you're here, and thank you. Thank you for being here this morning. I must say this evening. I'm still kind of getting used to that a little bit. You know, we heard just a moment ago that the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. In the gospel, we heard about shepherds near Bethlehem. Shepherds who were, by all accounts, taking care of their flocks. They were just minding their own business. You see, at the time of Jesus, shepherding was somewhat of an outsider's job. They usually worked alone, away from family and friends, and a shepherd didn't make a lot of money. It was kind of a job on the fringe. But yet we're told that they were out there just doing what they do, shepherding. And then out of nowhere, a messenger of God, an angel of the Lord appeared, dazzling in all of God's glory, shining with the light of the heavens. That scene must have been utterly overwhelming. As if out of the quiet darkness, a giant explosion from heaven occurred, and then the angel appeared shortly after. It seems that there are two things that I'd like to highlight for our consideration on this Christmas. Why the shepherds? And then the angel's message. You see, as the angel appeared to those simple, humble shepherds, later Jesus would, in his first sermon in the Gospel of Luke, he would say, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor and to proclaim a time acceptable to the Lord." And so the angel appearing to those simple, humble shepherds anticipates that message of Jesus that he will soon give later in his ministry, at the beginning, bringing glad tidings to the poor and a time acceptable to the Lord. So the angel is foreshadowing that. But then secondly, though, the messenger of God, that angel, begins by telling those frightened shepherds. He says, "Do not be afraid." Interestingly enough, this phrase or similar versions of it appear in sacred scripture 365 times. Considering that there's 365 days in a year, perhaps there's a deeper message that God is sending us. Just saying. But still, why would the angel feel the need to say something like that to those shepherds? You know, the obvious answer, I'm sure, that kind of jumps right out there is, well, they were afraid. And that may be true. But there might be something more going on here. Do not be afraid. You know, it's been said that worldly power, so, you know, at school or maybe at a workplace or larger in communities and so on, you know, that type of power is concerned with sowing seeds of fear in the hearts of people to maintain a type of domination. Now, I know that sounds a little bit extreme, especially on Christmas, but consider, when a child is at school, so when you all are at school, you youngsters that are out there, you know, there's rules in the classroom, right? And when one of those rules is broken, something happens. Maybe it's your name on the board, or maybe you have to go turn a card or something like that. Or at home, a house rule. If a house rule gets broken, you know, maybe you get grounded. Or at work, a rule gets broken and the boss comes to talk to you. Maybe HR comes in and then there's a consequence. And just kind of telescope that out. Community, city, etc. But at the end of the day, the motivation to not break the rule, though, is fear. Fear that some type of unfavorable outcome will happen. Now, don't get me wrong. We need rules and we need order. They're important for our good and for those around us. But when rules motivated by fear of punishment come in a worldly situation, which the shepherds were, that's where they were living, right? They were living in the world, right? Not on the moon, okay? They were living in the world. And so that type of motivation opens the door for the strong to stay in power, and it's been said that this kind of sets up sort of a dysfunctional equilibrium that's maintained. But the message of the angel, and later the message of Jesus, is the exact opposite. And so the "do not be afraid" proclaimed in the midst of the terror of the shepherds is a glorious proclamation that the heavenly lordship of God is not built on domination born out of fear, but rather a coming together that's born out of love. And so what the angel is proposing to the shepherds is that the new Messiah and Lord will rule with true justice and compassion. But that ruling is not contained by fear, but it's built on love and forgiveness, directed toward the proclamation of joy for all people. And so from an infant's crib, God, born to two very ordinary people who are traveling from one shabby village to another, the light of God's presence shown in the darkness reveals to us that the invitation to true joy comes not from worldly competition, competing with one another, trying to keep up with others by besting them and then being afraid that we're going to be bested by someone else, especially by those we love and those around us. That just really makes for a hard time. And so the message of the angel, "do not be afraid," invites us into the invitation of God that by taking each moment day by day, moment by moment, not holding on to fear or worldly desire, but clinging to love, the love of the Christ child. And so Jesus, who from the very first moments was wrapped up in that crib, in that creche, he was not simply wrapped in swaddled clothes, but he was totally bound up by the Father's love and love for the world. And so clinging to the love of the Christ child draws us into the message of this season in a profound way. And it gives us the freedom to proclaim in with full-throated proclamation what we announced this morning and all throughout the season of Christmas. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. And so, my friends, from all of us, our team here at the Shrine of St. Trez, may you have a happy, healthy, holy, and blessed Christmas. God bless you. Let us profess our faith. I believe in one God,
the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. And I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Having heard the age-old story of God's love for us, we pray that that same love may be known to our brothers and sisters.
For the entire body of Christ, for hearts and minds renewed by the mystery of Christmas, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the family of nations, for people of all races and beliefs, for living signs of God's generous creative love, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the lonely and forgotten, those without family or friends, for love, companionship, and hospitality, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For victims of religious persecution and oppression, especially in the Holy Land, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the community gathered here in prayer, for faithful witness to the presence of Emmanuel, God with us, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for the people of the parish, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who are traveling this day and this week, that they may reach their destination safely and return home safely, we pray to the Lord.
Lord.
Lord God, we thank you for revealing your grace to us. Help us to accept your gifts of salvation. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen. During the presentation of gifts, we will sing number 91, It Came Upon the Midnight Clear, number 91. Thank you.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours might be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice in your hands, for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church.
May the oblation of this day's feast be pleasing to you, O Lord, we pray, that through this most holy exchange we may be found in the likeness of Christ, in whom our nature is united with you, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For in the mystery of the Word made flesh, a new light of your glory has shone upon the eye of our mind, so that as we recognize in him God made visible, we might be caught up through him in love of things invisible. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim.
Holy, holy, holy,
To you, therefore, most merciful Father, we make humble prayer and petition through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, that you accept and bless these gifts, these offerings, these holy and unblemished sacrifices, which we offer you firstly for your holy Catholic Church. Be pleased to grant her peace, to guard, unite, and govern her throughout the whole world. Together with your servant Leo, our Pope, and Stephen, our Bishop, and all those who, holding to the truth, hand on the Catholic and Apostolic faith. Remember, Lord, your servants and all gathered here whose faith and devotion are known to you. For them we offer you this sacrifice of praise, or they offer it for themselves and all who are dear to them, for the redemption of their souls in the hope of health and well-being, and paying their homage to you, the eternal God, living and true. Celebrating the most sacred night on which Blessed Mary, the Immaculate Virgin, brought forth the Savior to this world, and in communion with those whose memory we venerate, especially the glorious ever-Virgin Mary, Mother of our Lord and God, Jesus Christ, and Blessed Joseph, her spouse, your blessed apostles and martyrs, Peter and Paul, Andrew, James, John, Thomas, James, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Simon, and Jude, Linus, Cletus, Clement, Sixtus, Cornelius, Cyprian, Lawrence, Chrysogonus, John and Paul, Cosmas and Damian, and all your saints, we ask that through their merits and prayers, in all things we may be defended by your protecting help. Therefore, Lord, we pray, graciously accept this oblation of our service, that of your whole family, order our days in your peace, and commend that we may be delivered from eternal damnation and counted among the flock of those you have chosen. Be pleased, O God, we pray, to bless, acknowledge, and approve this offering in every respect. Make it spiritual and acceptable, so that it may become for us the body and blood of your most beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. On the day before he was to suffer, he took bread in his holy and venerable hands, and with eyes raised to heaven, to you, O God, his almighty Father, giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took this precious chalice in his holy and venerable hands, and once more giving you thanks, he said the blessing and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection, you have set us free.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the Blessed Passion, the resurrection from the dead, and the glorious ascension into heaven of Christ, your Son, our Lord, We, your servants and your holy people, offer to your glorious majesty from the gifts that you have given us, this pure victim, this holy victim, this spotless victim, the holy bread of eternal life, and the chalice of everlasting salvation. Be pleased to look upon these offerings with a serene and kindly countenance, and to accept them, as once you were pleased to accept the gifts of your servant, Abel the Just, the sacrifice of Abraham, our father in faith, and the offerings of your high priest Melchizedek, a holy sacrifice, a spotless victim. In humble prayer, we ask you, Almighty God, command that these gifts be borne by the hands of your angels to your altar on high in the sight of your divine majesty, so that all of us who through this participation at the altar receive the most holy body and blood of your Son may be filled with every grace and heavenly blessing. Remember also, Lord, your servants who have gone before us with the sign of faith and rest in the sleep of peace. Grant them, O Lord, we pray, and all who sleep in Christ, a place of refreshment, light, and peace. To us also, your servants, who though sinners, hope in your abundant mercies. Graciously grant some share in fellowship with your holy apostles and martyrs, with John the Baptist, Stephen, Matthias, Barnabas, Ignatius, Alexander, Marcellinus, Peter, Felicity, Perpetua, Agatha, Lucy, Agnes, Cecilia, Anastasia, and all your saints. Admit us, we beseech you, into their company, not weighing our merits, but granting us your pardon through Christ our Lord, through whom you continue to make all these good things, O Lord. You sanctify them, fill them with life, bless them, and bestow them upon us. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and glory are yours, now and
forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us share with one another a sign of peace.
Peace be with you. Peace be with you.
Mercy.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Our communion song is number 76, Bread of Life, number 76.
Body of Christ.
Jesus Christ, our brother. Bethlehem. The way of salvation revealed to all, Christ our light has come. Christ our light has come. Please join in singing number 84, Silent Night, number 84.
Let us pray. Grant us, we pray, O Lord our God, that we who are gladdened by participation in the feast of our Redeemer's Nativity may through an honorable way of life become worthy of union with him, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
Before the final blessing, I just would like to extend a great thank you to all of the volunteers that came together to decorate the church for Christmas, and it just looked so beautiful. And so thank you to all of our volunteers and all of our ministers that both participated in the Mass earlier as well as the Mass today, and to all the hands that came together to make this such a beautiful celebration. I'd also like to just remind you that if this is the first time that you're visiting the Shrine of St. Therese, it's wonderful that you're here, and you're welcome back anytime. But there's a tradition that we have at the Shrine after Mass, and that is that in the cloister, we have wassail that you might have smelt it as you were coming in for Mass this morning, or this afternoon, this evening, this morning, you know. But it's in the cloister, and so please feel free to enjoy some wassail as we celebrate the Nativity of the Lord. Thank you to Father Jean-Marie, for my brother priest, for being here this morning, and also a very Merry Christmas to all of those who are listening to us on the radio right now, who might be following us on the live stream right now, and also those who are tuned in on the television right now. Merry Christmas to all of you, and may you have a wonderful, happy, healthy, and holy Christmas. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit. Bow down for the blessing.
May the God of infinite goodness, who by the incarnation of his Son has driven darkness from the world, and by the glorious birth has illumined this most holy night, drive far from you the darkness of vice, and illumine your hearts with the light of virtue.
Amen.
May God, who willed that the great joy of his Son's saving birth be announced to the shepherds by the angel, fill your minds with the gladness he gives, and make you heralds of his gospel.
Amen.
And may God, who by the incarnation brought together the earthly and heavenly realms, fill you with the gift of his peace and favor, and make you sharers with the church in heaven.
Amen.
And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down on you and remain with you forever.
Amen. Go and announce the gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our recessional song is number 90, Joy to the World, number 90.
Been listening to Midnight Mass live here on KSBK from the Shrine of St. Therese Catholic Church in Pueblo with Father Michael Chrisman. Thank you for listening and Merry Christmas. We continue now with more continuous Christmas music right here on KSBK FM.
Merry Christmas from the station making a difference in Southern Colorado. We are KSPK-FM, Walsenburg, Trinidad, Pueblo, and Colorado Springs. And KSBK-FM, Blanca, Alamosa, Monte Vista, Del Norte, and South Fork.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. The NTSB joining the investigation into a deadly nursing home explosion in Pennsylvania. Heavy machinery picking through the rubble, the Bucks County blast, possibly from a gas leak, killing at least two, hospitalizing 19 others. ABC's Mola Lenghi.
Public records show that nursing home was cited for multiple violations related to its facilities. During an inspection back in October, the group that owns it saying they have worked to fix prior issues.